You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Welcome home, Duchess.
I just love this song so much. Brings me back to my Guitar Hero days.
This is Rock Band 1, madam.
Well, whatever.
Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. And now we got the big monitor, too, so you're just both sitting there watching.
I know. That dude's hair is crazy.
Yeah, baby.
He looks like he could be related to the Counting Crows singer. Like, that's like his bastard son or something. He's got the same hair.
It could be. And he's rocking that double guitar, too. Yeah. Look at him. Like, it's fucking 1986 and he's goddamn Metallica playing Hangar 18 and shit.
Ooh, yeah. Ghost pussy.
Ghost pussy. I'm going to leave that up there, okay? So you enjoy that. Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, joined as always by the lovely Duchess.
Well, not as always, man. You've been joined by a lot of other people besides me lately.
Not on the Hashtag No Offense Show, but thank
you. That's true.
Thank you. Thank you. We're a little rusty. It's been a couple of weeks.
It seems like longer.
Last when we spoke with y'all, it was... We were talking about our potential move, and now that move has happened, and we are in our new home and mm-hmm. our new studio, and
it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work. It's a good feeling, though, you know.
Yeah, it is a really good feeling. It was a long time coming. I'm glad that we got the house that we wanted, because I wasn't sure if we were gonna, because we threw in offers on a couple houses that we were like, okay, this will work, but those didn't work out for whatever reason. And when this one popped up on the market, I was like, this is it.
Yeah, I mean, like, for the first time in the history of our podcast, we're coming up on our 3-year anniversary, believe it or not. And for the first time since we've been doing that in those 3 years, we have a dedicated recording space. Mm-hmm. We're in our studio. We have this beautiful wall that we constructed here. We got the sign that you bought for me. We're looking professional as fuck. We got this big 65-inch TV on the goddamn wall for notes and videos. I mean, like, it feels good. It feels good to be in here, man. And I mean, I'm sitting at my desk here, my station, with a view of our pool and our hot tub. I was sitting in your seat last night when I was doing Creatures of the Night, and I could see right across the pool to the bedroom. And I was like, I was waving to you. Adam said, "Put my dick on the glass."
I couldn't see. I closed the curtains because you had the lights on outside, and I'm guessing it's because you didn't want to see aliens.
I don't like when it's dark.
I know,
and I can't see into the dark, so I did have.
You could have turned the pool lights on.
I could have, but that would have added to the spooky ambiance.
Oh, okay.
So, for the first time in a long time, let's pay some bills.
All right.
Hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bomb CBD. Hemp bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of hemp bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. All of those things I've been utilizing since we've done this move. I've been achy. I've been doing the cold freeze. I've been needing some sleep. I've been on my gummies like a motherfucker. I've been juicing during the day. and that being said, hemp bombs do come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Use code HTNOS, that's HTNOS, at hempbombs.com and save 20% on whatever you choose to order to stay cool and calm and collected.
Yeah, I think I need to utilize that stuff more.
You do.
Because I've been a mad woman around here and I need all of those.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of hanging and unpacking, and I bet you're just as sore as I am. I've been, you know, we can can get into it, but our pool heater was broke as soon as we moved in. So the pool has been ice cold, and I've been going out there and sitting with my feet in the cold hot tub, the cold tub, just because my feet are like fucking throbbing, man. They're like, ba-boom, ba-boom,
it's
ba-boom.
From walking on tile all the time.
Not used to that shit. Mm-mm. We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization. With a wide array of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. Alpha Brain, New Mood, Shroom Tech, the whole line. Get some Shroom Tech immune. Keep those immunities working in this time of sickness and plagues. Get your alpha brain going, so when you're sitting at home and you're researching your stories for your podcast, you can be firing on your brain.
There you go.
What else? Get some new mood and don't hate your spouse because you're quarantined with them.
I have a feeling I'm going to get an upper respiratory infection just from inhaling all the sawdust,
drywall dust.
From all the holes I've been drilling.
You've been doing a lot. Onnit.com/HCNOS. ONNIT.com/HCNOS. Save 10% on whatever you choose to order to make yourself a better version of yourself. It's all good shit, and we appreciate you, and you'll appreciate yourself for doing it.
Right.
Pull the trigger. Yeah. Man, take a break. It's been a fucking minute, huh?
I know. I missed it.
So you've been saying, you know, you've been a mad woman around here making it a home. You're Susie Homemaker in a fucking half.
Hanging up blinds and TVs and all this stuff.
I love it. This is, you know, and I said it to you the first week we were here. And, you know, you're obviously working from home. And I pulled into the driveway the very first day we lived here. And I flipped the garage door opener. And you opened the door. And you came out to greet me at the car. And I'm like, damn, this is what it's like if you're going to be a home wife or a housewife.
Yeah, and then I got attacked by a bush. And I still got a cut on my leg and a bruise.
Got some intense shrubbery.
I guess so. I also happened to cut myself with a tape measurer. Didn't think that was possible. That thing slipped me like...
How'd you not think that was possible? I told you when it happened. I'm like, them things are fucking dangerous. They'll bite you.
Well, I don't know. I didn't...
You know, no, it's sharp, thin metal.
Yeah, but you don't normally grab the side of it. And then my finger was in the wrong space when I was retracting it.
Wrong place at the wrong time.
And it says slice. Hurt like a bitch.
Yeah, you've been getting some battle wounds, but it's all for the greater good.
I know. I feel like Blackjack McDowell with my fucking shoulder over here.
Who is Blackjack McDowell?
He was a pitcher for the White Sox like a long time ago, and he has the same birthday as me, so that's why I remember him.
How do you know any baseball players?
I know the one. Because I went to a game.
You know Frank Thomas.
Oh, you mean Nugenics? Yeah, I know him.
You only know him from those fucking testosterone commercials that he's doing now. You don't know Frank Thomas baseball from PlayStation 1 on 1992.
I don't play PlayStation.
Come on, man.
I knew Frank Thomas because he was also on the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad had taken me to a baseball game when I was younger. And they handed, you know, they hand out stuff. They handed out
mini
like
bats?
Yeah, like a mini bat. And they gave you like a card. And I remember looking at the card and I was like, oh, he has the same birthday as me.
They can't do those mini bats at the White Sox anymore, dude.
Because they'd be beating each other.
Yeah, that's it. And I was going to call it Comiskey because I'm old school and we left and it's U.S. Cellular now. But it's forever to me. It's always Comiskey. You go to Comiskey Park, man, and they hand out mini bats. There's going to be a fucking melee in the parking lot. It's going to look like gangs of New York out there. Everyone's just going to be beating everybody.
No, because
even though now it's kind of gentrified, because we went down there when we lived there and we hung out with Eric, who lived a block from Comiskey, and it was all hipster and shit. Lots of skinny jeans and fucking... Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he said that. If you cross the street over there, it's kind of dodgy. But, you know, over here, we have craft beer and fucking lumberjacks.
It was, a little pocket of white, I guess, if you want to call it. I don't know.
Whole Foods and fucking things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where the fuck I was going with that. I don't know.
I was hanging up blinds, and it sucks because you have to go through the concrete, and then like
Blackjack McDowell. That's how we got there.
Yeah, I'm just a little like I have to like I'm short, so I can't push the drill like I need to get through the concrete, even though I'm using a masonry bit. So
you put
like,
all your ass into it yesterday,
dude. I had like my one leg up in the air, and I'm like pushing on the thing. And
I know. So you want some help with that? Yeah. I'm just gonna sit here and watch you throw your entire 4-foot frame into that fucking wall.
5'1".
Yeah, we've been busy with that. One thing that I made a note of immediately was when we moved into this house, we had this note taped up from the woman who sold us the house, and it was like a goddamn book report. It was like a high school assignment.
And you know, and it's funny, I thought about leaving one of those for the people that
did
bought
really?
Our house, but I didn't.
Because that's what I was going to say. I've never known that this was a thing, but...
I mean, it's a lot of good information.
It's a lot of good information, but here's the thing that was weird to me. She's got like a dossier on the entire neighborhood.
Well, right. Well, when you, I started reading the letter, and I'm like, she's like, I've lived in this house forever. I've raised my two boys here.
I told you stop right
and
away.
And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So
she was like, I'm the only reason I'm moving is because my husband died. And I was like, let's put it down. Don't even look at it.
I read the first sentence about the boys, and I was good. And I was like, oh, that is so sweet. And then I went from, oh, that is so sweet, to, I hope this house isn't haunted.
Oh, you think he died here?
No, but if you live in a place for so long, your energy goes back to that place sometimes.
Wow, and you ain't even on Creatures of the Night. We're doing this in the morning, which is also also a new change for us. We've shifted from Friday nights to Saturday mornings just because...
So I'm not tired.
Yeah, for better energy. I mean, we can... If you want to drink mimosas and shit and kick your Saturday off right, I'm good with that. Dude. I'm going to do the coffee thing because I got to do yard work. I'm like full-on dad now, you know, like I got to do lawn maintenance and fucking...
Dude, we should make the closet a whole ass bar
in here.
Yeah
I haven't really settled on this current setup in here yet. I mean, I'm trying to make it as conversation friendly as I can with minimal equipment on the table, but cord restrictions and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I just haven't found a good setup yet, and I don't want to complain though, because it's, you know, it's still perfect. I'll fucking deal with it. But yeah, we might go a casual thing, you know, like a la Joe B, how he just have some chairs and some shit, you know, and just see what's up.
We'll figure it out. Cause I was like, I need to make some, cause you can't go out still. So I was like, I need to learn how to make a good mojito.
Yeah. Well, you can't go out to bars.
Right.
That's we got some curbside to go from the Cheesecake Factory the other night. And she's like, they won't do car side mojitos. I'm like, that's the only thing I want to do at the Cheesecake Factory is get
they
a goddamn
have
mojito.
Such good drinks.
But what I was saying here about this, I'm going to read this portion. Like, it's a long note about, you know, just various things with the house, you know, like pool service, lawn service, things of that nature, you know, what to do, with the water softeners, what day your trash is and this. But then there's a very large paragraph that just is titled Neighbors. And I'm like, what? she goes on to say, your neighbors are awesome. Across the street, Nancy. She's retired and home quite a bit. Next door to the left, Ryan and Karen. They're young parents of two children, Braylon and Caroline. Next door to the right, Carmen, who is elderly and not in good health. Carmen currently has her grandson and family living with her, but I think they'll be moving at some point. On the big corner lot, Frank and Lori Chapman.
That's the one on the bike, right?
Yeah. I love it. She's giving out the entire fucking neighborhood's like names and locations and shit. Like, this is fucking amazing. Lori has lived here as long as I have, and our kids grew up together. That's so sweet. A good source of info. Good to know. This is like the beginning stages of a video game. You know, when you first start out a video game, you encounter something, and they send you where to go to get more information. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go talk to Frank and Lori Chapman, because they're a good source of info. Across the street, slightly to the left, Dee. I think Dee is still on the board of the HOA. She can help you out with property management info. Next to Dee, house with the white Mustang, Mark and Laura West.
Do you know what's funny? I hear that Mustang every day, several times
a
day. Because, I mean, it has one of those like big engines and muffler or whatever. So,
huh? 5.0.
It's crazy. So I'm like, Frank and Lori West. It's like
Frank and Lori West.
Sounds like a superhero.
Well, because of Frank Castle, you're thinking of Punisher.
No, isn't there a superhero with the last name West?
You're thinking of Adam West, Batman?
Yes, that one.
that was the actor.
Bruce Wayne, but I'm like, that's not right. But Adam West, yes.
Mark is currently working in Volusia County. Laura will be moving there at the end of the year. They're longtime homeowners. They're renting out their house to their son. Why do I need to know all this?
I mean, it's good information, and I thought it was so sweet because was it the day that we moved in?
I thought it was a little weird.
Well, we don't get take the time to know our neighbors usually, because
that's why I thought it was a little weird.
Well, I mean, when we lived in the townhouse, the guy that was next to us,
we spoke to him.
But like the other people were just like to themselves, like they didn't make an effort to do anything. Even like if I would try to make eye contact with somebody that was driving so I could like wave.
I tell you
they
what,
don't.
I made friends during the hurricane 2 years ago, because when we were getting everything fortified and hanging up our boards, old boy across the street didn't have a ladder big enough to get to his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we struck up a friendship because I let him borrow our ladder, and then like I helped him in that. And then like from then on, like he would always stop me and we'd shoot the shit when we were coming in and out.
And stuff to the kids and whatever, like if we're coming in from the
house.
Yeah,
that dude was cool. I like that dude.
But I remember we didn't have a ladder, and I had gone around the block because I had seen somebody using a big ladder.
On the other side of the lake. Yeah.
So I went over there and I'm like, can we use your ladder?
That's why we got one, because yeah. I didn't want to be caught with my pants down ever again. And now we got a 12, 8, and a 6 foot in our garage.
There you go.
We're good for all heights.
Yeah, but I thought about leaving a note like that just because, like, when we moved in there, we didn't know shit. Like, we had to go hunting for our mail keys. They didn't have mail keys. We didn't know where the community center was. So I was going to be like, you know, the community center's on 24th Street.
I was going to say, you know what? Days. How long do we live there? 3 years? 2 years?
When did we move back here? 2015? And we moved, so 16 probably.
16 to now in 20, so four mm-hmm. years, 3.5 years. I still never set foot in that fucking place you're talking about, the community center. I've never been there, not once, not ever.
I used to go to the little fitness center with Elena, not and then once, we'd go, ever. I'd go with Nicole for a little bit. Then I helped my friend Patricia throw that baby shower over there.
What?
Yeah, for her stepdaughter.
It's like you live a whole other life that I don't know anything about. What are you talking about right now?
Well, I used to go to the little fitness center over there. I used to go with Elena. Tom came a couple times before they had moved to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then Nicole went with me like twice because we just sitting around getting fat sometimes. So
speaking of Tom, shout out to my boy Tom for helping me get the network right in the house.
Oh, man. I was so pissed at you.
That's my IT professional. Whenever I got issues, I always hit up my boy Tom. But I try to make it a last resort because I know a little bit about computers to where I can do basic things myself. But when it gets a little too hairy, then I have to reach out for help.
This was not basic.
Well, what I had got myself into was not basic. So I have this gangster-ass network that I've blanketed the house with so that we can have the studio can have its own fully equipped 5G wireless, you know, shout out to the coronavirus
and brain cancer.
And we're blazing speeds. We're like fucking the best speeds that we've ever gotten. And I have it's all run through an app on my phone, and it's got this function to where anything on the network, I can check the box to disable wireless to it. So I was thinking, Logan's got his Xbox set up on there. When that little bastard starts mouthing off, I'm not going to threaten to take his physical box from his room like my mom took my Nintendo in 1989. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to say, oh, okay, cool. Go in your room, and I'm going to disable your fucking your Wi-Fi. You have no internet, so enjoy that box that does nothing now. And when I did that, I encountered other problems with the routing and whatnot, and I went into the router to change a setting, and whenever I changed it, fucking just like bricked the entire thing. It was like Ralph Breaks the Internet in this motherfucker. And it was like 3 in the afternoon, so you were still working because you're working from home and you depend on the internet now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one thing about 2020 is when you do something that disables the Wi-Fi, that's the only time you're going to see your family. Because everybody came out with it.
What is going on?
Yeah. I'm sitting in the living room and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, internet's gone. Logan's door opens up. What's going on with the internet? Lucas comes out. My show came off. Like, oh, hey, what's up, family? Fucking this is the only time I see y'all.
I was so mad. Because yeah, I'm like, but I need to work. And in this state of the economy, I don't need to be getting fired because I can't do my job. I was so mad. So I went into Lucas's room and I finished painting the trim while you were fixing it. And I was like, either you call Spectrum Support or you call Tom. And you call Tom.
And I explained my problem like a retard. And he was like, just FaceTime me so I can see your computer. And I did. And he was like, I don't know what you did, but here, I'm going to help you fix it. And he did. And he got me back up to speed and no problem. So shout out to my boy Tom.
That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
Yeah, he's my IT professional for sure. But that's a little bit of a preface too into like this is overall this whole process, we've commented on it, buying and selling has been very easy. The move in has been the most stressful part for me, and that's because of my own ways of doing this, like the unpacking and the doing things. Mm-hmm. Rather than like picking a task and starting it and finishing it and seeing it through, I start like 8 to 10 things simultaneously because like I'm like, I'll walk into the kitchen to do something and then I'll see something and I'll pick that up and then I'll go do that. And then that takes me in a room to where I see something else and then I address that. And before you know it, nothing's done and I'm stressed out because I'm like, all this shit needs to be done and nothing's getting done.
Because you asked me, what can I do? And I'm like, do this. And then you get frustrated and you're like, what can I do? And I'm like, I just fucking told you, go do this.
Dude, I don't know what was going on with me, but the day we moved in, it was like a perfect storm of nonsense that like, it's a lot of little things that shouldn't have been stressing me out, but they all happened. Yeah. They all happened in like rapid succession. So like, it was like this big monumental thing where I like had like a mini breakdown.
I think your biggest breakdown is when you brought home that, that shelf.
How dare you?
Listen to me, all right? You okay. can throw shade at me listen. All you fucking want. That was even a different day, okay?
So, I don't care. It's still funny.
But listen to me. You asked me to buy a temporary TV stand. So in my mind... I'm like, let me get something that after this next week, when we have everything situated, we can still repurpose and use it for something else.
I understand
else.
That part.
So I don't want to get some cheap little fucking thing. I've picked something out that I thought was nice.
Yeah.
And...
But I told you TV stand... And this is a shelf that holds a laptop. How big is Logan's television?
It's like 50-something, 55.
It's a 50-inch television.
I don't fucking know,
how big
dude.
Is a laptop, babe? 17 inches?
Listen to what...
Across? How that... How I what? I couldn't. I'm like, you really thought that this was going to hold a 50-inch TV? Like, the box
I don't
itself
know what
is
I thought.
Just as long
Listen, I don't know what I thought. TV. I don't know.
And then
you weren't there. Okay?
I know.
You weren't there.
That's the problem.
You didn't see what I saw.
But
you
hey,
weren't there.
But hey, it worked out because now all our internet shit's sitting in there.
Yeah, I got it looking nice. I'm going to get some fucking plants to put on it and dress it up.
Plants.
Maybe some succulents.
I like succulents.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Oh. Uh-huh. But then I had bought like an actual TV stand for Logan's room, and it was the same price. It was like $50, and it was so much nicer. And you're like, why do you let me do anything? I'm like, I don't know.
It's so true. I'm not equipped to be an adult.
I do appreciate you helping me paint.
You know what? I'm somebody's father.
I know.
I'm responsible for lives, and I'm not.
Yeah, they were in me. I understand.
I'm not equipped to be responsible for my life. Like, I'm not an adult. I can't handle simple tasks. It's very apparent.
Well, that's
After
why
this
I'm
last
here.
Week, it's very apparent.
Well, that's why I'm here.
So
I was like, let's do the boys' room first and
what?
Get them with settled what? With everything. Because I'm like, let's get the boys settled, and then we'll work on the rest of the house. The first thing you do is come into the studio and open the can of paint.
Because it had been over a week since we recorded, and I felt the pressure that I needed to get up and running.
And we had to do like 4 coats of paint of this blue that we picked out, even though the blue is great color.
Yep.
But then poor Lucas is like, when are you guys going to get to my room? I felt bad.
Yeah. And how long has he been in there now? He won't leave your side.
I know. And that's because I work from home. So he's literally next to me all the time.
So what I was going to say was the day we moved in. Everything was cool. We closed that morning. Mm-hmm. So we were at the closing. The movers get here. They're unloading.
We thought that she didn't even leave because when we pulled up.
Yeah, well, she was still here because like I think she was like having like a boys to men moment and it was so hard to say goodbye.
I'm sure. She was here for a long time.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get it.
I cried when we left the townhouse because I'm an idiot. God,
I wanted to smack you so hard.
I know.
So they get done and the movers are leaving. They're pulling out of the driveway. And as they're pulling out, a pool guy gets here. And I didn't even realize we still had pool service because at this point, I didn't see the fucking you know, dossier that she left and everything. So I didn't fucking know. And this dude comes just walking up and shit. I mean, like, he looked like a stereotypical pool guy. Like, motherfucker looked like Pauly Shore in goddamn 92. Mm-hmm. And he's coming with his equipment. Sleep. And I'm like, yo, what's up, Fred? You know, like, what are we doing? And he's, you know, I got that happening. As that's happening and the movers are leaving, the fucking garbage truck comes pulling up, which the movers moved my garbage can onto the sidewalk.
I did that.
Oh, well,
you
did
that. So he can pull into the driveway.
So he could pull into the driveway, and it didn't get put back to the curb yet. So the garbage truck pulls up and doesn't take my can because it's not at the curb, but he's sitting there. And he gets out, and he hands me a piece of paper, and he goes, here's your ticket. And I was like, fucking ticket? You're a goddamn garbage man. What the fuck? You have the authority to write tickets? And he was like, well, it's not something you have to pay, but it's a warning because your can wasn't at the curb. And if it's not at the curb again, we're not going to pick you up. And I'm like, man, get the fuck over yourself, dude.
The movers literally just pulled out of the driveway.
So I got that, and I got pool guy, and I got garbage truck tickets, and then the Spectrum guy pulls up. Like, all this is happening at the same time.
That dude was a dick.
He was a dickhead. He got out, and he was like this thick-ass accent Jamaican dude, which I could barely understand, and I'm like, look, dude, I just want my modem in here. This is going to be my studio. I need my internet in here. And he's like, that can't happen. Why can't that happen? And like, I'm getting frustrated because I got garbage ticket and I got fucking pool guy. I'm looking out there and I see fucking Fred skimming around and he's got a clipboard and he's marking shit. And this guy's telling me I can't get what I want. And I'm like, fucking, I'm about to like lose my shit over nothing. If you think about it, like, I feel silly even saying it right now. It's all nonsense, dude. It's fucking nothing.
It's just all happening at
but
one
it's,
time.
It's piling up. It's anxiety. Up. It is. And I, you know, and then like I said, running around with a chicken with my head cut off and fucking trying to do shit, you know, it's just, it, I was losing it. And you're like, settle down, just go to Publix, get our food. Mm-hmm. Go to Publix and get our food. Because, you know, like, I'm still doing the majority of the runs and whatever because I'm in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fine, go to Publix, relax. I actually have my earbuds in. I was listening to a podcast. I'm you know, listening to essentially my friends talk to me and calm me down. And I'm mm-hmm. shopping, get up to the register, don't have my wallet.
Oh, yeah.
How the fuck, dude? I'm an adult man. I'm 39 years old. How can I leave the house without my fucking credentials? I had to call you. I had to fucking call you. Like, hey, I'm at the fucking checkout register. I have a shopping cart full of food and I have no money. Can you please come bring me my wallet?
I know. And you felt so bad. I'm like, how many times have you forgotten your wallet? None.
I'm OCD about that. Like, I need like my wallet, my keys. Like, they got to be in mm-hmm. the same spot. I got to be able to grab them on the way out. I couldn't believe that shit. I was so mad. And
Lucas was happy to get in the car, though.
That was the first time he'd been out in a while, I think. Yeah. And while we were at Publix, it was kind of fucked up, you know, to add to that whole like day while we were at Publix. And, you know, and this is a couple weeks ago because it's been a while since, mm-hmm. you know, we've been on. I'm walking down the aisle and I'm just doing my thing and my phone starts beeping like an Amber Alert. And I'm in the aisle with 3-4 other people and everybody's phone starts beeping, you know, like, and we all pull up our phones and we look at it and it says Hillsborough County, which is the county we live in, is instituting a mandatory curfew. You can't be outside of your house after 9 p.m. or from the hours of 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Okay.
And I looked at it and I kind of made a face like that. And I looked down the aisle and the strangers were all looking at their phones, making a face like that. And like all of us strangers were looking at each other, mouthing the words, what the fuck? Like we were all like all scrunch faced, like what the fuck? Mm-hmm. It was like the weirdest thing to have encountered with a bunch of random strangers that all felt the same way. We're like, what the fuck is this shit?
And I bet you none of you were wearing masks.
No.
Because you were the ones that are like, are you kidding me with this shit?
Yeah. Well, and mm-hmm. then that was a subtext to that, which, you know, in regard to the curfew didn't even last 48 hours because there was such a fucking uprising from the people that were like, no, 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 no. And it's not, you know, it's not, people are staying at home. They're doing it on their own. But when it comes to the point where it's like, no, you have to, then that's when I think a lot of people feel like there's a problem. We're doing it ourselves. It's called self-quarantine. You don't need to mandate.
Not everybody's
shit.
Doing
where the
it,
fuck
though.
Are you going at 9 at night? Nothing's Friends. Open.
Dude, the bitch next door would have parties every weekend.
Yeah, and well, and that's
and
what
that's
I,
the kind of people that are stupid, and that's why they mandate it.
I think she was a nurse too, so I think that was a bunch of frontline nurses and shit, all you know, blowing
which means
off
they
steam.
Probably all have it.
Yeah, just all sharing fucking Rona in their fucking their townhouse or whatever.
Right.
But fuck, I forgot where I was going. I don't know. I forgot where I was going.
You were saying that.
What, you forgot where I was going.
No, you were saying that it's a problem when they tell you you have to do something.
Yeah. So it got overturned quickly, but, you know, talking about wearing the masks out or whatever, that was a sub thing to that alert was that they were going to meet the next day to have a meeting to discuss if mandatory masks in public needed to be, you know, passed or whatever.
Right.
That meeting, I don't think, ever even happened because of the fucking outcry over the curfew hours.
I think it's crazy that when you go to Home Depot, you have to wait in line outside to get in, but like for like grocery stores and stuff, you don't.
Well, like I told you, I was in the area of Target when they were going to open, so I dipped in the parking lot one day, you know, just to pick up a few things we needed because I'm like, oh, it's 10 to 8, you know, they're going to be opening soon. I can get in right when they open, and you know, whatever. And pulled in, and there was like, I don't know, 20 people all staggered 6 feet apart waiting to get into fucking Target. I didn't even stop. I didn't even slow down. I drove right through the fucking parking lot mm-hmm. left. I'm like, I'm not participating in this shit. Fuck that, dude.
No, and I mean, the lines do move fast because I had to wait in the Home Depot line a couple times. But it's like 50-50 with the masks. And then like with me being in the trucking business, a lot of the receivers are making the truck drivers wear masks. And some of them are taking their temperature.
We got it from Wawa. We got an email from Wawa Corporate this week, you know, in my line of work. You know, I service convenience and gas stations. And Wawa, They mandated that if we're going to be servicing their stores, we need to wear gloves and masks, mm-hmm. which I told my people. I'm like, all right, well, then I guess I'm not going to Wawa anymore. But and I talked to the Budweiser guy at a racetrack because, I mean, Wawa is the only chain that has said anything. Mm-hmm. And I talked to the Budweiser guy at the racetrack, and he was like, I just left Wawa. They didn't make me do that.
Oh.
Just like the manager said that we're not going to enforce that.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, it's
just, so late in the game at this point. How long have we been going in there servicing without it, you know?
The problem is that people are starting to feel more comfortable with what's going on, and then they're not going to take as many precautions, and then it's just going to start all over again. So it's just a precautionary to keep people safe, so I understand. But at the same time, it is an inconvenience, especially when you can't really get those things. Like, there's a low volume of it, and the people that need them are most are the healthcare workers. But then you've got people that are demanding that you wear that shit just like every day.
Yeah.
But they have custom made masks that you can get.
That's what I was going to say. Shout out to my work, because they've been, I'll steal a page from the orange overlord. These are unprecedented times. We're living in unprecedented times. Mm-hmm. And shout out to my work, because they've been dealing with the ever changing shit like champs. You know, like they've hooked us up, you know, with extra shit just for being out in the world. They've mm-hmm. They've provided us with sanitizer if we want it. They provided us with cloth, like washable, reusable masks if we want them. They've been really great. You know, considering they're keeping everybody working, even with bars and restaurants down, everybody's right. still
they
working.
They just kind of like repurpose people.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of
laying off or, you know, furloughing or whatever the case is. So, I mean, like, you know, when this all blows over, that's one thing I'm going to remember. I mean, like, I always, you know, consider my place a good place to work it anyway, is. But, you know, I'm not going to forget that. That's been great.
That's important.
Obviously, that being said, we are still, you know, on the same mode that we were. It has been 2 weeks, but it's like nothing has even changed. You know, we're still in the midst of the lockdown and everything, you know, which sucks because I don't, you know, like I said before, I'm tired of talking about it. I don't want to talk about it. But here we are because it's still going on. It's what's going on.
I'm glad that Logan's teachers have given him like a little bit of a less invasive assignment this 2 weeks.
Well, they're shut down now for the rest of the year. Which we thought that was going to be happening.
Right. Why send the kids back to school for a month? Because a lot of times if the world is going to reopen, the schools have to reopen first because people work. So if their kids don't have any place to go, then they can't go to work.
Yeah. And I mean, I've thought about this, and we didn't say this on our big Rona episode, you know, that has gotten just so much love on the internet. I can't believe the amount of love that's gotten the boogeyman flu has picked up. That's a super sad thing to me. And I said it to my uncle, and like, I think the older generation, they're kind of like, fucking whatever. But like, these kids that are seniors in high school or whatever that left school one day and didn't realize that they weren't coming back, you know, and I know that like, they'll, when this is all said and done, they'll do some sort of ceremony or whatever. But I mean, it's not going to be the same.
It's not the same. You can't go to all the parties and the senior ditch days and all that
fucking
stuff.
Prom, walking the stage. Like I said, they may do some of that after the fact, but it's not going to be the same.
Right.
And like you said, you missed, what, 2 to 3 months of that last year. It for people that didn't, you know, have a great time in high school, I get it. It's not a big deal. But, right. Like, dude, I loved high school. I love senior. Senior year was fucking awesome. Like, I wished senior year never ended. Like, I was the guy. Well, you know, I met you the year after. I was a freshman in college fucking at the high school.
I get older, they stay the same age.
You know, right. Like, hanging out with the people that I knew from fucking high school.
Thespians.
That's how I met you. Mm-hmm. I mean, like,
my boyfriend at the time was a thespian.
It was a, why you like saying that word?
I think it's dumb.
You're trying to see, and I've gotten to the point where I don't let you put me on blast anymore. I don't give a fuck. I was the lead in the goddamn senior musical. I don't give a fuck. I sang my dick off. I rode a motorcycle on the goddamn stage.
You ride a motorcycle.
Yes, I fucking
did. You
put
your legs
over
it. Yes,
I fucking
did.
Well, I couldn't crank it up on a goddamn stage in a fucking theater. Yes, it is riding.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is riding.
No, riding is like when the motor's going. You're not riding a motorcycle.
I rolled in on a fucking motor. I'll find the goddamn video and put it online. I don't give a fuck,
you don't need to
dude.
Find it. You know exactly where it is.
No, it's in some box in the
no,
garage.
You know exactly where it is.
Yes, I don't.
You do.
I promise
I
you I don't.
It.
I promise you I don't. But I got a VCR. I'll hook it up to the computer. I'll fucking put that bitch online. I was in a whole ass jumpsuit with sideburns singing fucking show tunes on a goddamn stage. I don't give a fuck.
pushing 160.
Had a 175. Don't even trip. I had a great fucking time in high school, dude.
I know, playing hockey and football and shit,
dude. I was the one that mingled between all the groups because I played hockey and I did the sports. I fucking was in the theater kids and shit, and that's where, you know, the girl I was dating at the time and my friend group was. I fucking had the punk rock crew that I used to fucking slide with, like, mm-hmm. dude, I had the fucking hip hop kids, I had the Vatos, dude. I roll with everybody, man. That's why I had such a great fucking time, dude.
Right.
I talked to everybody. I loved everybody, man. Like that, I'd do it again tomorrow.
I liked high school too.
It fucking sucks for the kids that can't, or that, you know, that got robbed of that time and that experience. You know, like, it, well, even like it, to a very, very, very lesser degree, it sucks for like Lucas because like he's going into kindergarten, so he missed out those last few months of like prep shit. You know,
right?
But I mean, whatever. He'll catch up.
I'm sure they're. I'm not going to be working from home all summer.
I'm sure you may.
Well, we'll see.
Dude, I heard the extreme doom and gloom side was saying that we need to be in the current conditions till 2022.
Yeah!
I know. Yeah! I mean, like, fucking, how can you do
that?
They're
saying Disney might not reopen until 2021.
Well, you know, I happen to have insider info on that, and then that's not really what I'm hearing. So.
Okay, well, good. Good, because we pay for passes that we can't use.
And I miss it. I really miss it. I mean, we had to cancel our weekend, you know, and the boys have been asking when they can go, which I think, you know, they need to ass up some money because we pay a lot per month for those passes, so they need
to extend that shit.
They need to come correct with that shit, dude.
I got an email saying they're just going to... For those months that they were closed, they're just going to add them to the end of your...
I mean, whatever. I guess something's better than nothing, but, you know, I don't know.
Right.
Whatever. What's something that you're not able to do right now that you miss? That, like, you...
Oh,
really...
my God. Getting my eyebrows done.
That's it? That's the thing?
Like, I need to get them...
That was no hesitation, threaded. So that's obviously front of mind.
I think about that all the time, because I'm, like, in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, my eyebrows look disgusting. Look like fucking caterpillars because like all the underneath is all grown out and I try to tweeze them but then it's not the same, and also get a pedicure.
Oh, okay. Well, I know it doesn't, it probably doesn't help you at all, but like I don't see that.
I know. I know you don't. But and then like when I color my hair or like when I get my eyebrows done, they tint my brows so then they're darker so they're like more pronounced or whatever so they just look better. And it's just like when you take stuff for like that for granted and you can't do it every 3 weeks because something's going on, it's just...
I'm sorry.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Literally a squirrel. That's a meaty bastard crawling down the pool screen, man. He caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch is probably a fucking 10-pound squirrel.
He's a big one.
That ain't 10 pounds. I'm fucking stupid.
Maybe like 4. It's like a big bass.
It's a big-ass squirrel, though. I've been wanting to go to the float tank. And yeah. Like for maybe the month before quarantine kicked in, I really was like wanting to go and I put it off. And now I wish I had because now I really want to go. And it's been fucking with me. And like I see that they're still posting shit at the from Tampa Floats. And I'm like, fuck, man.
Like, just dump like 4 bags of salt in our pool.
Well, it is a saltwater pool. So, I mean, I could probably...
Make a deprivation.
Well, you know, Stranger Things taught us that the amount of salt you need to put in the water to actually float like that is quite a lot.
I know.
You know? And I bought some fucking salt to put in our bathtub to try to even...
There you go.
That's... I mean, that's my thing, though. And that's a minor complaint. You know, it's just a...
Well, it's still a minor to you.
It's a thing I want to do. I don't know.
You know.
I miss it. I don't do it as much as I should.
That's because it's not like down the street.
Well, I mean, it's not that far away either.
Right. Well, I was going to get you a membership because it's like monthly.
Yeah, I think I might look into that.
Mm-hmm. It's not that expensive either. It's fine.
The other thing, and I never in a million years would have ever thought that this would be coming out of my mouth, but I miss going to the fucking gym, dude. I really do. I haven't been to the gym in months.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, for one, my waistline shows it. I look
you're
fucking,
not the only one.
I look old in the face, even like I'm bloated all up here in my cheeks and shit. I do. I am. And I can do the same shit at home, but I just don't. I don't have the fucking motivation to do it at the house.
Why do you think I don't do shit at the house? Because it's hard to find time.
It's not though. It's absolutely not.
It's hard to find time to do it when I want to.
Yeah, because we watch a lot of fucking TV. So it's
we do, and then now we've been painting and hanging stuff and just doing all that.
Last two weeks aside. We've been doing a lot the last 2 weeks. But
then it's the same as any other day. Like the time that I have to do it is late at night, and then I don't feel like doing it. And then if I do, then I'm up. And then I can't sleep because my adrenaline's going from the workout.
That's true.
So it's, you know.
And I don't, fuck waking up. And I ain't
waking
up.
Yeah, fuck that. I ain't waking up at 5 o'clock to do 15 minutes on a
machine. I was talking to Joby. Joby's been waking up at 4:30 in the morning to work out before work and shit.
He is insane.
He is insane. He's putting on weighted vests like he's one of the Avengers going to fight Thanos and shit, dude. Like, what are you trying to prove? What are you trying to prove, Joseph?
It's just his personality. He doesn't have anything else to focus on. He doesn't have his show anymore.
Well, he's focusing on other things.
He's focusing on himself and his family.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what he does is he puts everything into those two things.
And he's got a workout regimen he's doing with his son, too. Right.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, he needs some kind of outlet. And right now, working out is his outlet.
Yeah, but fuck off at 4:30 in the morning, dude.
Uh-huh. Nope.
One thing that the break has allowed me to do, and it sounds kind of corny, and I wanna see if it was the same way for you.
Hmm.
The not doing our show for 2 weeks, it kind of allowed me to fall in love with podcasting again. You know, because like I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't sure if we were gonna continue to do this right before we stopped. Like right before the move, mm-hmm. I was like, man, I don't know, has this run its course? You know, it's not that I don't like doing it anymore, but it's just like, you know, it was starting to get to be like a drag almost, you know, like, fuck, man, I gotta figure this out. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of other things going on and shit, you know, and I gotta fucking put an episode together and all that. But then not doing it, it was very apparent that first week it was nice. It was kind of like, oh, no break, you know, it's Friday night, let's have a drink and watch a movie, let's fucking just chill.
Mm-hmm.
The next week I was getting like itchy, like I was like climbing the walls. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and I told Adam, even I was like, that makes me know that like I'm still supposed to be doing this, because when I'm not doing it, I want to be doing it. And that's
well, you have not just this show though, you do other stuff too.
Well, I wasn't doing anything. So, I mean, to not do...
Well, right, because we couldn't, because we weren't set up.
But to not do anything is really... And to have that feeling to where I still, you know, like...
Wanted to.
Yeah. Did you have that, or were you kind of like, man, this is just nice not to have to fucking do anything?
No, I was ready to come back.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You ready to do that solo show?
Sure.
you're gonna be a guest by yourself with Jason Almy.
That'll be fun.
The most recent episode of Shit Happens When You Party Naked, him and I spoke about that.
It's more or less you telling him he's going to make me a guest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how do you think Bobby Moore ended up on #NoOffense?
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm telling him. Yeah. Telling me.
Oh.
Not that I don't, like, I love Bobby. Bobby's my boy. You know, like, I would have had Bobby in a heartbeat. I just don't think about it. You know what I mean? Because it's one of those things where he's not the main host of the show. It's not like I would fucking, you know, like, hey, Randall, do you mind if Brooke comes on #NoOffense? No, y'all come together. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things. Like, I don't never think, man, I should have Hunter come on. No, you come with Riley. You know, like, it's just how it
works. Well, Adam said that I'm not a co-host, so.
But you, I think, you have a little bit of gravity around you, I think.
Maybe a little bit.
You did that episode when we were in New Jersey, too, and I think you enjoyed it.
It was fun.
You enjoyed
it. It's just hard to talk to myself, and I have to make sure that I pace and not just spew everything out in the first 10 minutes.
Well, your thing is, and this has been a thing, it's not a knock, it's just, you know, it's a regular person thing. It's not a microphone person thing. Is like, you get to the point where, like, you don't flesh things out, you know, and like really kind of paint a picture for somebody that's listening, and you don't give a lot of details because you already know. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what you're talking about, so you don't feel that you have to go into it, where like somebody that's hearing this might not know what you're talking about, so you got to kind of
Yeah, but I don't need to tell me it, frame like it up. The blouse had blue flowers on it and the pants were khaki and I was walking slowly towards the register to this old lady who was a total cunt bag. Like, I don't have to do all that. I'm like, this old bitch was in line and then said, excuse me, the line's over here. I go, the only details you need to know is she's old, she's a cunt. I was at Walmart and there was no lines.
And there was no lines.
There was no line. You know what I mean?
Like, and line I told starts him, here. I told him that. I was like, that's why I want to send her to your show. Because whenever you come to our show, she attacks you because it's home field advantage. She knows that you're in her house and it's her fucking rules and she's going to fucking push you around because you came to goddamn her place. So I want her to go on the road and be the visiting team, and I want her to go to Party Naked and see if she still comes with that fucking clout at your house. And he was like, okay. So yeah, look for Duchess and Almy sometime soon.
Talking about ghosts.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the things he definitely wants to talk to you about.
I'm good with that.
Paranormal shit. Which, you know, for anyone that hasn't, you know, I'm gonna quick side turn. We, Jason Almey, Adam Simmons, and myself have started a side project called Creatures of the Night, and it's about paranormal shit, and it's about, you know, like, you know,
conspiracy theories,
like basically stuff that I touch on here, but I don't go into depth. One, because I don't know so much, I'm just interested in it, and two, because this isn't really the platform for it so much, right. You know, like, it, some people are like, oh my god, he's talking about the birds or robots, I gotta turn this shit off. Not that I believe it, but I'm like, well, it's fun to fucking talk about. So we have this side project now to do that, and Jason has become like the fucking skeptic in the three of us, or like the voice of reason and shit, and I don't like it. And like, we recorded an episode last night, and I kind of fucking went at him a little bit again. I'm like, I don't fucking like this out of you, man. It's not supposed to be you.
It's got to be somebody. Like when I said 2 years ago that gravity was fake, like I was just talking shit, and now it might be. So
now we're like, man, that bitch was ahead of her time. Maybe she was on to something.
Yeah. So it's like, it's not a good show if everybody's just agreeable. So there has to be some kind of.
But what they said originally was, they were like, that's why we asked you to come, because we thought that was going to be you. And I'm like, hell no. Interdimensional planetary fucking demons are eating babies and this and that. Oh, and he's like, no, they're not. And that gets me so fucking pissed when he says, like, he says shit that's like real beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, he's like, this is this and this is that. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know? You don't know shit.
He's a doctor.
Fuck that.
Well, I know you give me shit about Dead Files, but there was another alien episode.
Was it?
On there. And it was, this guy was married. The mom got remarried to this guy. And she started seeing these four shadow figures at the end of the bed. And then when the lady came in, and then the son started waking up in the middle of the night. So when Amy came in, she told him that they were aliens and that they can make themselves look like shadows, and that he's been doing
cloaking and whatnot.
Yeah, they're attached to the husband or whatever, and he was not surprised. Like, he knew
the husband wasn't. Yeah, surprised?
He was like, it was almost like he was relieved to know that that's what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Confirmation.
So she came down and said that they have interest in her son now. I'm getting chills thinking about her. I got goosey bumps.
Goosey bumps.
I got goosey bumps. Look, you can see them. They're like all goosebumpy.
Yeah, but I can't see your legs.
So the mom asked, like, well, what are they doing? And Amy just goes, isn't that the ever-lying question? Or something like that. Like, because nobody really knows.
She's a condescending bitch sometimes.
Well, she didn't mean to sound like that.
She does like that. And she makes eyes. She makes eyes. And she does, like, fucking nods and shit. She's very condescending.
She asked her, like, is he, like, gone when they take him? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, where do they take him? To their ship? And she was like, I don't know. I was like, damn.
See, and that's the thing with aliens right now. And I mean, like, not to go super deep into that, but like, I've been thinking, like, the whole, like, little green man in a ship thing isn't really what's happening. You know, right. Like, maybe they're ships. I don't fucking know. Or maybe that, you know, like, they're ships, but they don't, like, go into outer space. I'm thinking it's more, like, interdimensional or time travel.
Well, that's what they were saying that Sasquatch was. That's why he's there 1 minute and not the next. He's saying that Sasquatch is interdimensional and that he could just turn it on. And then, because the vibrations is what gets you and rocks the universe. So it's like...
Rocks the universe. Yeah, like, holy shit.
Makes a hole or whatever.
Rocks the universe. So, that's the Duchess solo album. Duchess rocks the universe.
So, like, when somebody sees them and then they're not there anymore, it's like they could just disappear.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. One of the things that that made me kind of get a little agitated with Lord Doctor last night on Creatures of the Night, the one thing that he kind of did to me to kind of set me off last night was when I said something about it. He said something about I've never experienced something like that. And I was like, well, motherfucker, I have. I've told the story goddamn half a dozen times. I told it on your fucking show, dude. I physically have been, you know, like, affected by this. And he was like, no, you haven't. And I was like, oh.
He said the story more than once.
What?
About the Apollo Beach house.
Yeah. And he was like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, oh, so now I'm a fucking liar? Is that what you're saying? You know, like, I'm like, dude, don't fucking do that to me, man. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. I'm not. He got me fucking heated. I'm getting heated just thinking about it. talking about watching shows, that's pretty much all we've been doing, yeah? Just watching a lot of TV when we're relaxing, dude,
boys,
and shit.
Yeah, the boys love to watch. Well, the little one nailed it. Mommy, let's watch the banging show.
I don't like that.
I think it's funny.
I don't like it.
Some of it is really funny.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Stop reading my notes.
I can't help it.
Stop it.
No, Nailed It's a show on Netflix where they give you something to bake and then you try to do your best, but they only give you like, they give you like an unreasonable amount of time. So they give you 45 minutes to bake like a cupcake that looks like, you know, a person or whatever. And then they just turn out looking like shit. And it's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's whatever. You know, you've watched that entire series now over again. And
because he likes to watch it with me.
Dude.
It's like, it's just something that we can do together. Just when he plays like Spotify and he puts that Journey song on. He's like, hey, mom, when the lights go down.
Yeah, how happy are you that he's into Journey?
That's the only song that he really likes.
But for you, like, Jesus Christ, you got to be like, that's like the dad that's like, that's my boy. He just hit a home run. That's my boy.
But just out of nowhere, he'll just start singing, and it's cute, and it's like a bond that we have. Like it's just our song, so it's cute. But I never had that with Logan. Logan's like into Megalovania and shit, and he's like coming out of the bathroom, do 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 do.
He plays video game soundtracks off his phone on speaker, and when he comes into the room, it's like a fucking wrestler, like a UFC fighter, like making an entrance. You know, like he plays these fucking songs where he just like kicks the fucking door down and like it's like, like what the fuck, dude? Get out of here with that shit. But we have a couple of weeks worth of backlog. What have we been looking at? I mean, like, yeah, I really, really am. It burned bright and faded fast, man. So I really don't want to get into Tiger King that much anymore, but they did pop off a new episode since we were gone.
I didn't think it was as bad as everybody else said it was. I thought it was interesting. They interviewed the people. And I loved that Joel McHale was the interviewer.
Thank you for his name. Because I was just going to say old boy from Community. And yeah, I didn't know.
Joel McHale. I love him. He is so funny. And he did a really good job.
He did do a good job. And he was funny with the people. And I think the people didn't really pick up on a lot of the like subtle little jabs that he was giving them. You know,
he asked Jeff Lowe and the wife or whatever, so how's that nanny working out for you? And they're like, oh, she's great.
Can we talk about Jeff Lowe's wife?
She just wants money.
She's beautiful.
Well, yeah, you should see their nanny.
I have seen her nanny. Beautiful might be the wrong word because I don't think she's beautiful. She's definitely trailer park hot.
Yeah.
For sure.
I see that.
Holy shit. And then I just don't get it. Like, to see the two of them sitting next to each other, I don't get it. You know, him all leathered up with the fucking Fox shirts and the goddamn Oakley hats and shit. Like, how did you do it? How did you do it?
Money.
But I guess maybe she is just, you know, she, like I said, she's just fucking straight trailer park. So she's like, that is what's hot to me.
Mm-hmm. But it was funny when they were on the show and she said she was pregnant. And then he's like, well, once you pop that baby out, we'll get you right back into the gym.
Yeah, people hated that. I mean, that's just part of that dude's, and you know, fucking character.
Well, and at the same time, who knows if that's what she wants to do? Like, maybe she wants to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure she does.
I would want to. I still want to. I just don't.
It's just you run into a little bit of a stigma when the dude says it. You know,
right,
like
for real.
That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I didn't realize when we watched that show was that the chick that got her hand cut off was, she like identifies as a male. So yeah. Like he said it, like I thought when dude said it, I thought he was being funny. You know, and he was like, you know, he referred to her as him or something. And then like a couple questions later, he said something about it. I'm like, oh, damn, that's a fucking thing. Okay. Yeah. Like he was being proper with it. You know what I mean? Like I didn't realize that was a thing. I thought he was being cute with that shit too.
Oh, I didn't know that either until he mentioned it. But
I mean, it fucking makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the name was.
Saf?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But she stuck her arm in the cage, and then, I mean, she didn't even get her arm bit off. She got it ripped through the fence.
Yeah.
And it got all the meat off. Kind of like putting, like, a banana peel, I guess. Like, if you were just, like, throw a banana through, like, a small hole, and, like, all the skin comes back.
Ew.
Yeah. You're welcome.
But, yeah, it wasn't that bad, man. Like,
no, everybody was like, I'm so disappointed. I waited up till 3 a.m. to watch this, and this is dog shit.
You know what it was? people were hoping that it was another episode with footage, like it was furthering the story.
Yeah, I mean, I did too, but when I saw what it was, it wasn't terrible.
It was what it was is Netflix scrambling because they saw what a phenomenon it had become. So they were like, hey, and you know, I think it was a timing thing too, because Community just dropped on Netflix too. Mm-hmm. So they probably had access to Old Boy and they were like, hey, you know, like your show, this would be a good, you know, cross promotion for your show. So
I remember him from The Soup. I used to watch him on The Soup.
I want to go back and watch Community because I started watching it and I never really finished it. And it's got a lot of people in it.
It's got your boy in it. Childish Gambino. Yeah. It's got Chevy Chase
is in it. Yeah, fucking Ken Jeong, mm-hmm. fucking old girl from Love, you know, the crazy trailer bitch from Love. She's Trailer Park Hot too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm Allison Brie.
Something like that.
From Glow. They got a lot of fucking mm-hmm. people in that movie or that series. And he signed it off too. I love the way he signed it off too. He was like, next time there's a pandemic or something, or Netflix wants to capitalize on a pandemic, they'll call me to host their show.
I saw that their subscriptions went up to like 17 million users or something. Like insane.
Unique users? Like not password sharing?
Yeah, like their account, the accounts went up that much.
That's legit.
Because everybody's in the house. That's why nobody's listening to the podcast very much anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody's watching TV and shit.
It's true. I mean, you know, still hang out with us. We still love you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to shift to video and you need to look at our ugly asses or my ugly ass. I'm not going to speak for you. You're
well, beautiful. Right now I don't look so hot.
Well, because you want to do fucking Saturday mornings and shit, man. I'm sitting here not even wearing a shirt.
That's all right. It's Florida.
It is. I'm Florida man as fuck right now because now that I own a pool, my attire is essentially every day swimming trunks. Like, I just wear swimming trunks all the time.
I know. I was like, are you going in the pool? And you're like, no, this is just my outfit now.
Yeah, this is just my life now. I own a pool, so I'm just going to wear swimming trunks. That's my thing now. Mm-hmm. So I'm swimming trunks, no shirt.
Well, I can't do that with a bathing suit.
You could.
It's uncomfortable. Mm. Bathing suits aren't as roomy as trunks. But I know there was one show I was really looking forward to that I got to say I'm kind of disappointed about.
What?
You know, we really love Adventure Time, and it was The Midnight Gospel. And it was the same animations, and the animations are good. I thought maybe it would be a series like Adventure Time, but
yes,
it's totally different.
Well, we watched the first two episodes. It came out on 420, haha, because it's very chirpy and shit.
It is very chirpy.
And we watched the first two episodes, and I mean, we watched it at a bad time, too. I was late. It was late. I was falling asleep a little bit, you know, like I was kind of tired. And not realizing that it was the big parts of that, the episodes of that are clips from Duncan's podcast.
Right. I liked the first one because I really liked Dr. Drew. So the first episode was good. The second episode was with a lady and a guy, but the guy didn't say nothing except for, yeah, uh-huh. And the lady was just like, her talking was just boring and I didn't enjoy it at all. Mm. I like the animation.
Yeah. Well, and it's, if you look at it like that, like knowing that they recorded parts for the episodes or whatever, but like the bulk of those episodes are clips from his podcast. So if you think about that,
it's Duncan Trussell.
Duncan Trussell. Yes. So if you think about that, it's very, like, it's impressive, like, that they animated an entire thing around a pre-existing conversation.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The animation has nothing to do with the podcast, though.
It does. It's just animation. Like, what they're talking about, like, the episode I liked, which I want you to see, I want to go back and play episode 3 for you with the cats and shit, that was really cool. And it had Joey Diaz in it, and that wasn't part of the podcast. That was part that they recorded for the thing. Joey mm-hmm. Diaz was a pirate and shit.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
He traded cats with the fucking guy.
I like whatever. Joey Diaz.
It's super trippy, but you know, Duncan's not for everybody too, and that's the thing too, is like, he was an acquired taste for me. When I first started listening to Rogan, that's how I became familiarized with these people.
See, Tony Hinchcliffe is that for me.
Tony, yeah, he wasn't right off the bat for me either. Like, I grew to, like, and I mean, like it's him. Not like I, like, listen to, what's their show, him and Red
Kill
Band?
Tony.
Kill Tony. It's not like I listen to that a lot, but, like, when he's a guest, I can listen to it and respect it or whatever. Duncan and Ari, like, I grew to like both of them, but in the beginning, when I became familiarized through Rogan, I did not like them at all. Yeah. Because Duncan comes on and wants to talk about, like, when I was a Buddhist and then spirituality and blah, 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 blah.
That's all this is?
Well, I know, but, like, now that I know that that's who he is, like, I can, you know, appreciate that. And plus, I've, you know, got a little bit more down that path myself, you know, mm-hmm. like, so I can appreciate those things a little bit more. But, like, sometimes it's just like, dude, like, I feel like you're being hippy-dippy just for the sake of being hippy-dippy because that's your brand, you know? Like, back the fuck off of the woo-woo shit a little bit, mm-hmm. you know?
No, yeah, I get it.
But I like the show. I watched a couple without you because I knew you weren't feeling it. And
I think it depends on who the guest is or who the podcast is for, because the lady that was on the second one, her voice was very monotone and it wasn't interesting. Yeah. And I was just staring at, like, all the meat just going through the tubes the whole time because it was just a weird thing that they had going on.
I might have fallen asleep because I don't even get that. the meat
in the tubes. He goes to a planet and it's like these big dogs with antlers and he's like this chicken thing. I definitely fell asleep. And he falls and he gets impaled by these antlers on this dog reindeer.
That was the second episode?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta watch that again because I fell asleep.
Falls asleep on this dog reindeer and gets impaled, so he's got like the antlers coming out of his where his nipples would be. Then they shoot these dog things that he goes to Clown World or something. He shoots these dog things with like this serum that puts them to sleep.
Right.
Then they take him to a meat factory and just cut him up and ground him up. And then the whole thing is just like this meat going through the tubes and kids are playing with the meat. And then there's like a meat fountain.
Weird.
And all you see are like their eyeballs moving through the meat. And like when they're talking, it's like an outline of mouth.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, even like the episode, you know, that I was talking about with the cats, like it's very, I don't know. It's very like interdimensional with the cats and shit. Then the next episode after that, it was same thing. It was like him and this chick and like, I don't know, like this fucking demon was inside of this guy. And then like the fucking thing came out and like, they, like flipped them upside down. And like, it was like, it was just a whole big weird thing. But then like, I referenced even part of it, on the creatures last night. Cause there was an episode where there was this guy and he kept dying, and every time he died, it would bring up a scale and it would put his heart on one side and his soul on the other side, and it would weigh it out. And like the one was weighed down, and whenever it was weighed down, weighted the other way, he fucked up. So then it would snap him back in and he would go back to the same exact situation and he would have to do things differently until he got it. And then once he got it, then he was allowed to like fucking advance and shit.
Interesting.
It was super interesting, you know? And like you said, all that's happening in the background while the conversation's going on. And sometimes it doesn't really feel connected. But I'm interested in it. I want to watch it again.
I mean, I'd still watch it because I do like the animation. It's just that the second one didn't do it for me because the lady was just so boring.
Yeah, no, and I can see that. I mean, like I just said, I fell asleep. So I mean, like obviously. But I want to pull up something for you here.
Okay.
And I don't know that if you've seen it yet. Did you know that they're making a reboot for Saved by the Bell?
No, I did not. That was my sister's show. I never really watched it.
Oh, for real?
My
sister, never really watched Saved by the Bell?
No. I remember my dad took my sister to see Mario Lopez and Zach, whatever his name is. What's his name?
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yeah, that guy. I was going to say Zach Green for some reason.
Zach Green.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was like Seth Green and something else. So, but you know how they used to do characters that, like, I don't know, like the vehicle shows, and they'd have like Ninja Turtles at the tire stores.
At the mall or whatever.
Yeah, at the mall or whatever. My dad had took my sister to see them.
Did Saved by the Bell come through?
Yeah.
No shit.
I don't remember where it was. She could probably tell us, but she had come home with like a picture of them. And she had, she also had 90210, like, not that they're 90210, but she also had 90210.
90210 was more adult.
Curtains and
was,
like,
there was more adult.
Like a blanket. Yeah, well, she was not.
Like they did like blow and shit on 90210. Like Saved by the Bell, they just got into capers and whatnot.
So it was like Saved by the Bell for that, and then it was 90210 for like, you know, a little bit more advanced. And then Melrose Place was just straight fucking. So it was like an advance.
Yeah, it was layers.
The three, yeah,
it was definitely levels to that.
But I remember, I mean, Screech was like, you know, the underdog. And
can I play the trailer of this?
What did he get in trouble for?
Who?
Screech.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah, wasn't he?
I think he was beating up women or something, wasn't he?
I thought it was something with porn.
Well, here, let's look. We have a computer.
You can play the trailer first.
Ow, fuck.
Dustin Diamond is his name.
I know what his name is. Thank you for your contribution.
You're welcome.
Dustin Diamond arrest? That'll probably do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, here we go. Screech, Saved by the Bell. This was in 2016. Ooh, Arrested in Bar Stabbing. That was 2015.
Dang, what was 2016?
Here, this is from...
I think it was in Florida. That's why it's like...
It sounds like Florida. That was a stabbing. Oozakookie.
Yeah.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
Dustin Diamond sent 4 months in jail for stabbing a man on Christmas Day 2014 at a bar in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Wow. How far you've fallen. It's Christmas Day and you're at a fucking bar in Wisconsin.
I'm telling you, dude, money's a devil.
That's purgatory, dude. Mm-hmm. That's fucking straight up dogma, dude.
That's what I always say. I'm like, you know, money isn't everything, but it is nice to have. But when you have too much of it.
That must be the guy he stabbed, because that's for sure not Dustin Diamond.
No, he looks like Usher.
Yeah, there he is.
And Tiffany Amber Thiessen, she's got a show on Food Network that I watch now.
She's stuck. And I mean, that's not surprising, because like she was like probably one of my first big crushes when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was like 10, 11 years old.
Everybody's crush.
Yeah, I was 10 or 11 years old, like really fucking into her.
I wonder, because they say that they're returning, I wonder if they're going to be teachers this time.
Well, a couple of those things will be answered in the trailer. Okay. And then the rest is in the reading.
Okay.
Bayside. Remember how much fun high school used to be?
You believe that was like 30 years ago?
They're both back, these kids, obviously.
They can be sheltered.
Oh, they're so hot and popular. You're like Justin Bieber if he wasn't like 100 years old.
And clueless.
Bayside is 99% paper, so getting your books is kind of a pain in the ass. Ugh, it took forever.
Time out. What did that blonde fool just say to me?
It may look like I'm a hot, happy guy.
You're a gym teacher, and I saw you eating soup in your car.
When I was in high school, I constantly used to fight with my best friend over a hot girl.
I was actually your dad, over your mom.
Then I just found another girl that I really liked, and I started hooking up with her instead.
Oh, wait, that was your mom.
That's awesome. What's Peacock streaming? Oh, really? CBS? PBS?
NBC.
Oh.
So it looks like it's like a continuation, obviously, and they're grown up. But here's what I wanted to read for you here.
Okay.
It says, obviously, Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley reprise their roles as Slater and Spano, blah, 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 blah. Here, California Governor Zach Morris. California Governor Zach Morris will find himself in trouble for closing too many low-income high schools and then
He's the governor in the show. I thought you meant for real. So I was like, he replaced Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my God, for real? You thought for real? Yeah. Oh my God.
It's in the story.
Dutchy poo. What? Come on.
If Arnold Schwarzenegger can be governor of California, so could Mark Paul Gosselaar.
So Governor Zach Morris is closing low-income schools, what does it say? Low-income high schools then propose that the affected students be sent to the highest-performing high schools, including Bayside.
Oh, no. That's like when the ghetto schools closed and they all came to our schools.
They combined. Yeah. The influx of new students will give overprivileged Bayside kids a much-needed dose of reality.
Oh, I'd be pissed. Remember like when Beth and Jason were saying like they were, when they're in Fishhawk, their kids were in the good school, but there's like a bad school in Fishhawk, and then they felt bad because they were on the good school side.
No, I think you're confusing when Jason was telling like how when he was in high school in Georgia and they did that and they were bussing kids in from like
Compton?
Compton's California. That's his mom. Yeah, so Zach and Kelly actually did get married.
Oh.
So it says, there are a lot of new faces gracing the halls of Bayside, including blah, 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 blah. These are all the actors' names. I don't know who the fuck they are. Slater, who is now the high school's gym teacher, has an interesting exchange with Mac Morris, son of Governor Zach, and his longtime love, Kelly Kapowski, and Jesse's son, Jamie Spano. So, like, it's their kids and shit, which is fucking, that's cool, whatever. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested.
I'd watch it.
I'd probably watch it, but like, why are they doing this? Like, this is shit that was out when I was 10, and the whole nostalgia thing, I don't know, man. Like, I'm not...
Because when we were kids, everybody is an adult now, and they're like, hey, this show was great, because everybody that's our age is in the business.
Well, right, but that's what they're doing. This is great. That's what they're doing. They're banking on shit like that, and I'm like, fucking care.
Have any reboots really been good that they've brought back?
I don't know. What have they done? I mean, like, they did Ghostbusters with the girls, and that sucked.
I mean TV. Like, they Oh, well, they
did 90210, and that lasted for a while. Yeah. I never really watched it. Did you watch it?
No.
It lasted for a while, and it had that like hotter version of Kristen Stewart on that she mm-hmm. was kind of good looking. I don't know whatever happened to her.
But we really didn't watch a lot of TV like that anymore. Anyway,
yeah, I mean, we like missed a lot of shit.
Or whatever. And some of the stuff that we did used to watch, like Fresh Off the Boat, was good.
Yeah,
and I liked the American Housewife with.
I didn't care for that.
I liked it. I like her.
I like her though. Shout out to Kenny Powers.
Chubby or skinny, she's still pretty.
She's all good.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we watch here?
Let me check. Onward.
Yeah, we did watch. We watched Onward because that was made available on Disney Plus or whatever, and the boys were wanting to see that. They wanted to go to the theater to see it. Mm-hmm. So when that came, that was a good one. It was a good movie too because, like, I don't know, I'm into like all that fantasy role-playing type shit, you know, and it was all like dragons and elves and trolls and shit.
Manticores.
The premise was basically these two boys, their dad died, you know.
Well, and it's Chris Pratt and Tom Holland, so that's why I wanted to see it.
Yeah, Spider-Man. But their dad dies, you know, like in all Disney movies, the parent has to fucking die immediately. And he's towards the end of his life, he knew he was dying and he got into magic. Because like this is a fantasy world, but like it basically becomes like our world. Like everyone goes to work and like
nobody believes anymore.
Yeah, they forget about all like the mysticism and the spirituality type shit. But like it, also mirroring our world, when you get close to your deathbed, you start turning to religion and to spirituality a little bit. And in this particular instance, he started looking towards magic and spells. And he created a spell on himself to where he could come back to see his boys because he knew that he was dying and he wanted to see them grown up or whatever. Like mm-hmm. it was his 16th birthday or 18th birthday or something. And he was only
alive for a day.
Yeah, and he would be able to be alive for a day. So the whole thing is like the quest into getting that to happen, because like it starts to happen and then I think like the staff breaks or something. So then like it's only half of them.
The mom busts in there and then he fucks up and drops it and then it stops and then it's just
his legs.
Yeah, it's just the legs. So then they have to find a phoenix stone. But what they're doing is based on a board game, kind of like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought it was good. I thought that the movie was well done and everything. The problem, or not the problem, or I guess you can call it a problem, is the whole time I'm sitting there. No, I'm bawling, and I don't fucking cry at shit like that. But like it was tapping me like repeatedly over like the father son thing, and that's something that always gets me, man. Mm-hmm. Like no matter what, like even before we had kids, like. I remember being like fucking like 22 years old watching the Rookie. You remember that baseball movie, mm-hmm. The Rookie, with the dad and the kid? And I remember,
is that Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, I remember bawling at that fucking movie, dude, with the kid getting all pumped up when his dad was, you know, going into the majors and shit, dude. I fucking bawl. I bawl at the end of Rudy, dude, when the dad's, you know, fucking pumping his fist, cheering, you know.
Well, because the whole movie then, he was not supporting his son with wanting to play football, and then that shit
always touches
me. And Rudy was like, "Fuck you, Dad! I'm gonna do it, and you're gonna love it." And then that's what happened.
Yeah,
like with our kids saying, "I'm gonna be a YouTuber." We're like, "Yeah, yeah."
Well, that's every kid.
And then when they grow up and make $1 million, we're gonna be waving our fists in the air, like, "Yeah, get it."
Onward was a great movie, but I mean, like, it's.
I'm glad I was working.
If you have issues like that, fuck, dude. Like it, I wanted to watch it again, and I'm like, I ain't trying to fucking cry again, dude. No. Fuck that, dude.
And I cry about everything.
It touches me for issues like that, I think, because of my situation with my dad. But mm-hmm. then it really uncovers a lot of things where, like, I always am worried that I'm a bad dad for the kids. You know, like, I feel like I could be doing better or doing more.
Well, everybody can be doing better or more. Like, we could be doing better or more right now because they're out there by themselves.
Sure. I understand.
So, and nobody's perfect.
Well, not only that, but I know deep down inside that I am a good dad, but it's just something that I always, like, I'm always like, I'm fucking them up. Because you're responsible for two people and the way that they're gonna turn out in the world.
Oh, for sure.
And I always feel like I'm dropping the ball.
No, but I feel like we instill in them that we work hard for what we have and don't take anything for granted. And I feel like that's important foundation.
Absolutely. And I think they
also have
it.
And they also have to understand that we are not just mom and dad, that we are individuals ourselves that have hobbies and other things that we like to do. And it's not all about them. And that pushes them to do their own shit and get their own hobbies and make friends.
And they do.
Not have to depend on us, because I feel that parents that hover over their children, that want to spend every waking minute with them, they're going to grow up to be unsuccessful adults because they need somebody to fall back on. And sometimes you don't have anybody but yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a serious thing that kids need to learn.
Look at you right now. Look at you right now working from home. And you said Lucas doesn't leave your side. He lays on the floor next to you playing on your phone and shit.
And I try to get him to go away.
And you're like, I worry that when he goes back to school that he's going to have like separation issues. Mm-hmm. And I think he fucking will. I mean, like, look at this morning. He's in our room and we're like, get the fuck out of here. It's 7:30 in the morning. If you want to watch TV, you've got one in your room. Go. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. And he's like, but I just want to be by you. Right. And, you know, and on the one hand, you're like, okay, he's not going to be this little forever. But then on the other hand, it's like, get the fuck out of here.
I was like that when we were working all day and coming home at 5:30 and then working for dinner and then nighttime. But now when I'm home all the time with him,
right,
it's like, get away because you need to do your own shit.
Yeah.
I don't want him to feel like he needs to be attached to me.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Because like you said, when things do normalize and he does mm-hmm. have to go back out into the, you know, quote unquote real world, he's going to be, I want to say, in for a rude awakening, but I mean, like, he's got a big change coming just that he's going to actual school, right. You know, next time he
and leaves. He says he misses his friends, so it might not be. I don't think it'll be as hard. It'll just be hard if he doesn't go back to his school now and has to go to a whole new school.
And that's what's going to happen, I believe. Because mm-hmm. he's not, we're going into May next week. I mean, like, there's no fucking way.
Well, and sometimes, like, you've seen it. He'll just say, Mom. Yeah, I love you. Like,
repeatedly.
Well, multiple times a day. Repeatedly. I don't know if he's worried that I'm just going to vanish into thin air one day and I'm not going to answer him.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
He's calling out to make sure you're there. And right. then once you respond, he doesn't have anything to say. So he's just like, oh, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all day long. It's all day
long. First couple times, it's like, yeah, I love you too, buddy. And then by the fucking fifth time, you know, it's just like, all right. I got it.
Well, and then the last time he's like, Mom. And I was like, I love you, Luke. Silence. I freaked him out.
Cut him off. Yeah. I knew this was going to happen too because it's been a while and, yeah. You know, we're talking, we're running a little long. You want to hit some Florida stories and yes. then we'll get the fuck out of here?
That sounds good. After these messages,
we'll be right back. My name's Donnie, and I host the Adulting with Donnie podcast. I started the show as a way to offload some of my thoughts every week, and I quickly found out that I wasn't really alone in those thoughts, and I was connecting with other people who kind of felt the same way as me. So join me each week as I pour some whiskey and offload some thoughts about news, entertainment, politics, just whatever might come to my head during the week. So that's the Adulting with Donnie podcast, and you can find it anywhere that awful podcasts are served and also great podcasts.
This is The Plunge, leading you into hashtag no offense. You guys better get ready for Florida stories, swampy whores, and
Sunday, Sunday, Sundays.
Listen to this hashtag no offense. You better not get offended or else you're a little bitch. Only on the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These no offense boys about to do Welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit, and I thought my family was fucked up.
Every week, our What the Fuck Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com, OHFISHL, and use code HDNOS. Save 25% off some awesome handcrafted t-shirts, hats, jewelry, everything to get you looking fly, even on quarantine.
Fly.
I believe I did peep some official face masks. If you're looking like that, maybe the homie Kaz, he can make some official joints for your face to keep that COVID out.
Nice.
Even though I got this full beard, that's a COVID catcher, I'm told. Yes, but I ain't shaving it. I ain't shaving it.
As long as you don't touch your face, you're fine.
I touch it repeatedly all day. Official clothing.
Live by your own rule.
So I've been keeping a couple of these since we've been gone. So some of these might be old. You might have heard about them. You might not have. I don't fucking know. Fort Myers, Florida man hides under his bed from deputies after fighting over stolen beer.
Who was he fighting? He was fighting the deputies?
I think so.
He fought the law. Police on the scene. You know what I mean? The law win?
They did. They always do. They always do. Lee County deputies arrested 33-year-old Lance Lindquist for battery, robbery, and resisting an officer. Lindquist is accused of barging into Maria's Smokehouse and stealing beer from the cooler. I mean, they're shut down, so I mean, he sees it as an opportunity, right? You know, and he's probably doing them a favor because he's like, it's going to go bad. I'm just going
to... Oh, is that what his thought process was?
Possibly.
He could be like, hey, can I buy those from you because they're going to go bad?
Well, you know.
I guess if they're closed, they can't.
That's an option.
Yeah.
Terry Bunchy, Bunce. Terry Bunce was working when it happened and tried to stop Lindquist, but a fight started. Bunce got hit in the head with a beer bottle and was cut. He's quoted saying, I blocked him a couple of times and I lost my grip of the bottle. Then I'm holding the hand that was free and we're kind of wrestling around going up against everything.
Oh, jeez.
Lindquist tried to run away, but witnesses caught him and got the beer back. Bunce is quoted again saying, dude has no respect. No respect for Maria.
Well, does he know her on a personal basis?
This is probably a mom and pop type joint, man. It's Maria's Smokehouse.
Well, I know, but he's saying he's got no respect for Maria. Like, they know each other.
That's her spot, dude. No respect for Maria. She's been trying to kick him out for months because all he does is wait for everyone to go to sleep and then he steals stuff when you're not looking.
Does he work there?
I mean, he's a piece of crap the way he is right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he lives next door.
Yes. Lindquist lives next door to the restaurant, and when deputies tried to get him, he went inside his home and hid under his bed.
That is the best place to hide.
Like a little fucking kid.
At least he didn't hide in the closet.
Trapped in a closet. Got me up in this closet. Trying to steal these beers and you got me in this closet.
Yep.
I'm due to watch that.
With my doo-doo bucket.
Yeah, I'm due to watch that. Once Lindquist was inside the patrol car, he banged his head on the car's cage so much that the deputy had to pepper spray him in his face.
Oh, my God.
This is Lindquist's 7th arrest in Lee County.
Just throw him in a swamp.
throw him in a swamp.
In a fucking swamp. Get rid of him.
No, we don't want him in a swamp. We don't want him in a swamp. Lock his ass up.
No, I'm saying murder him.
Murder him?
It's his 7th arrest.
For stealing beer.
Yeah, just get him out of the fucking world.
Get him out of the world.
Mm-hmm. He probably passes Corona.
Maybe he was stealing Corona. He wasn't stealing Corona. I know he wasn't.
Bush Light.
Maria's Smokehouse is a fine establishment, and they do not perpetuate a proprietorate Bush Light.
I'm sure they do.
Proprietorate is not a word.
Barbecue, depending on what kind of barbecue it is, hillbilly barbecue or hippie barbecue. So if it's a hillbilly barbecue place,
they got Bush Light. Oh, that is a good trigger. I meant to ask you this while we were talking about the Tiger King and I got sidetracked. What are your thoughts on the word hillbilly? Is that a racial slur?
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm, I think it's a stereotype.
So this was a
conversation.
This was a conversation I saw on Facebook.
Okay.
And somebody asked, because I think that they may have been referred to as a hillbilly, and they took offense to it.
Oh.
And since we've come to Florida, like the first time, like when we moved here in 2004, and we were 23 years old, fresh from the north,
mm-hmm.
and I was called a Yankee for the first time, and like by somebody that lived here that meant it, and I was like, that's kind of weird. I mean, it doesn't sting or anything. Like,
right.
It's not like
Yankee Doodle Dandy, put that fucking feather in your cap, call it a day.
It's not like you called me like a fucking, like the N-word or something, like it
or a honky.
It didn't hurt, but none of that hurts, but... they thought they really got one in on me, So then I'm
from the north, haha.
Well, I realized that there was like this fucking thing. And then as time goes by and now we live here, I've kind of developed a dislike for a redneck, okay? And I think that there is a distinct difference between a hillbilly and a redneck. And this is my bro science, okay? This is just my opinion. I believe if you call someone a hillbilly, I think that you're just referring to them from the South, much the same as I was referred to as a Yankee. So it's just because you happen to live here and that's where you are. It's not necessarily a derogatory thing. It's just a descriptor of where you are geographically. When I call someone a redneck, you're an ignorant ass motherfucker in a jacked up truck with goddamn steel balls hanging off the fucking lift gate, and a goddamn Salt Life sticker on the back window or possibly some camo. You have
Florida grown,
flow grown, or some stupid shit. Like that's redneck shit to me. And I'm in my experience, I don't like you.
Right. I feel like hillbillies are nice and want to share their moonshine, and rednecks are dickheads.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how I feel about it too. So in the great debate of hillbilly 2020, we rule that hillbilly is boom boom gavel drop, not racist.
Agreed.
Rednecks, fuck off.
But still listen to the show.
Next story we got, we're in Sebring, where a Florida man found himself in handcuffs for allegedly threatening to shoot up a Publix grocery store over the lack of people that were wearing masks during the coronavirus outbreak. Robert Corver, 62, of Sebring, was arrested Tuesday night and booked for making a written threat of a mass shooting, which is a second-degree felony, according to the Highlands County Sheriff's Office. Quote, earlier today, we were made aware of a Facebook post that threatened a mass shooting at Publix. The writer was upset that not enough people, in his opinion, are wearing masks when they are out and about.
Bitch, you're 62. You should be at home.
He should be one of the people that is definitely, like, having somebody go get his shit for him.
Like, call Shipt. They're doing free delivery.
Are they doing free delivery?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can tip. You can tip the driver.
I don't say can. I say you better.
Right.
Motherfuckers.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about this because, yeah, on the one hand, you know, like this is just some dude that went to Publix and probably was muttering under his breath the whole time and then went home and went on social media like everybody does. You know, I'm going to get on Facebook and I'm going to say how pissed I was
because these people need to do this.
But then,
don't say that you're going to shoot somebody.
Yeah. Authorities said all threats will be taken seriously during this pandemic, despite tensions that have come with the state's stay-at-home order. Quote, we realize these are stressful times, but there's no excuse for making threats like this. It's not a joke, and it's not just a bad day. It's a crime. We will always take them seriously, and you will go to jail, the sheriff's office said.
As they should.
His bond was set at $30,000.
Yep. Which, they probably knew he wasn't serious, but at the same time, you can't say shit like that.
Yeah, and you never know. And here's the thing, until it's a mandated thing, you know, like where we spoke about earlier, where they were meeting to see if it would be mandated. And like, I heard Rogan talking about like LA, it's mandated. Like you can't go outside without a mask. Until that becomes the case, fucking dude, it's just how it is. I'm sorry. If you feel that people should be taking more precautions, then, you know, fucking that's how you feel.
I feel like you should protect yourself. And if you feel like, because like, I don't wear a mask when I go out.
Neither do I.
Because I don't feel like it's a threat to me as much as it is for somebody else.
And it may be. I don't know. It might be. We might be carrying it right now, just swimming in a fucking sea of corona in this house. I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. But I'm not doing it, dude. I'm not doing it. Not once, not ever. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll just end up being a vaccine like the measles or the mumps and then.
Yeah, but then you get into a whole other fucking line of thinking with that too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What are they putting in the vaccine?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been getting vaccines for a lot of years, and there's going to be trials before they put them out into the public, and some people are going to react differently, but people react differently to the flu vaccine, too. Like, it just depends on your body.
It's true.
So
vaccines have eradicated shit like polio and measles, and now they're coming back because motherfuckers aren't vaccinating their kids
and stuff. No, I get it, because it gives you your body a chance to build antibodies to fight the virus.
I am sorry, but that goddamn squirrel is back again, and he's doing backflips and shit. I don't know what his problem is out there on my fucking screen, dude. That is a meaty bastard, and he is performing for me, and we need shades because it is very distracting. I can't stop watching this fucking squirrel.
He's eating his little nuts upside down.
This is the equivalent of me watching the jet skiing squirrel around the fucking pool right now because I can't stop looking at him, and I apologize to you.
What if we teach him to do that?
I don't think I have the patience or the skill set.
My dad used to have a squirrel that came to the back door and he'd hand feed him.
You told me that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's weird, but whatever.
That's old people shit.
That is old people shit.
There was a guy down the street from my dad's dad, my grandpa, that he had a pet squirrel and it would just sit on his shoulder and he'd just feed him like pieces of bread and like sunflower seeds.
Thank you, Duchess.
What?
When we were talking about our neighbors and the note... I did not bring up the fact that the lady across the street, who is like 80 years old, walks around with a parrot on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I knew she had birds because I was in the driveway and you can hear the squawking and shit across the street.
I'm like, scream.
Yeah, I'm like, man, that's mildly annoying, but whatever. And then I saw her bringing her garbage cans down to the curb with that fucking green ass parrot just sitting on her shoulder chilling. Mm-hmm. And then she took her dog for a walk down the street with the fucking thing on her and it don't leave, dude. It just sits on her. She's like a whole ass Johnny Depp, dude. She's fucking Black Pearl and everything just walking down the street. And it's bizarre. It's fucking bizarre.
And she had to have a hip surgery, so she walks like a pirate with a wooden leg.
She does. Yeah, she's peg-legged out.
She got that parrot in that peg-legged
out. She's perpetuating a whole parrot stereotype. But the bird's
pretty. It's one of those green Amazon parrots with like the little yellow on the head.
I don't know enough about it.
They're really good birds.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Looks like an awesome companion.
I don't like birds, though, because they just shit everywhere.
Yeah, it's like, probably shitting all over her right now. Dude, she don't even know.
Just all down her back.
Yeah, just shitting all over her, dude. And she's just feeling like she's all fucking scurvied out.
They should make bibs for people with birds. And the bib goes on backwards like a cape. That way when your bird shits on you, it doesn't get on your clothes.
Why don't you just wear a cape? Walking around, you're already walking around with a bird on your shoulder. Fucking, why don't you just fucking like lean into it and wear a cape too? And you just be a full-on character. Yeah. That's funny. I got one more.
Right.
And then we're going to get out of here and we're going to go to Home Depot and get a lawnmower and I'm going to do dad shit.
You're
and that squirrel.
You're going to make friends with that squirrel.
That squirrel's thing. He's got one coming.
Oh, there's another one. There's another one over there.
There's two? Oh, that's what it is. He's showing off. Yeah. Well, fat fucker.
Oh, there's three of them.
What is going on?
It's a squirrel get together.
We need to get blinds so this doesn't happen next week.
There was one over there. There's one by the fence. And then this month, they're like just watching him eat his little nut. Like, where are you hiding your shit, bitch?
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
But this can't happen again.
Okay.
This is not squirrel pod.
Yeah, we should have squirrel talk.
Squirrel pod.
The squirrels this week. We should name them and tell stories about them.
We want to do a whole ass narrative.
Let's say that, we got a Roomba that you named Kenny.
I did get a robot vacuum cleaner that I named Kenny. He's a bang up guy.
Yeah, he bangs into everything.
Thank you. Last story I got for you. We're in Flagler County where a Florida woman put tricks in her Easter eggs.
Ooh, fun.
And we did miss Easter. That was the day before we moved. So
our kids didn't get shit.
They didn't even know. They didn't even know. We're not super religious. Mm-mm. I mean, like, and that's at its core is a religious holiday.
Right.
And yeah, they just know that they get candy and shit, which I bought. This year, Easter candy was fucking 75% off 4 days before Easter because no one was out and about buying that shit.
Well, your mom came over and bought them candy, and then you had bought them little chocolate bunnies and shit.
Yeah. But in this case, it says Easter eggs generally make people smile. In one Florida neighborhood, a bad batch shocked the neighbors.
Uh-oh.
A woman is behind bars after she's accused of putting explicit content in those Easter eggs instead of candy. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office arrested 42-year-old April Sestoni on 11 counts of...
Did they misspell her name? Should it be April?
It could be, but we're going to call her April.
I said because maybe like April is that's when Easter is, so her name was April if she was born by Easter. Maybe she just hates Easter.
Who hates Easter that much? Like,
she does because she's born on Easter. That's why she put bad Easter eggs out for everybody.
She was arrested on 11 counts of distributing obscene material. 11. Deputies said she put pornographic images and Easter eggs, drove around town, and placed them into people's mailboxes. The eggs also contain non-threatening references to local churches and county buildings. Non-threatening references. That's weird.
Why would you put pornographic images and then put stuff about church? In there?
Because you know what? The biggest undercover freaks are people that go to church.
That's true.
That's true. One homeowner found a fish cracker, a sheet of toilet paper, powdered drink mix, and a crumbled piece of paper containing pornographic images.
Those are big Easter eggs.
Yeah, you're big plastic eggs. You crack in half. Yeah. Sestoni, according to the sheriff's office, said she did it to educate people.
What can you learn from a fish cracker and a piece of toilet paper?
That you can't get either at Publix right now.
And a powdered drink mix. You can get fish crackers.
Well, now, but you couldn't.
So, I'm trying to figure this out. So, you eat a cracker, you drink your mix, and then you use a toilet paper after you go to the bathroom, and then you jerk off while you're on the bathroom toilet with the pornographic image?
Yes, but not necessarily in that order. Okay. Authorities found a bag full of pornographic material in her car. Quote, our team did a great job of tracking this deranged offender down and taking her into custody, said Sheriff Rick Staley. Thankfully, she did not appear to be sick with the COVID symptoms, but she certainly does need some help.
I'll say.
Sestoni also faces charges for driving without a driver's license and violating an executive order banning non-essential travel during a state of emergency.
Oh, goddamn.
The fucking COVID. I love that the COVID's not keeping down the Florida man, though, because we have not... I mean, 1 week we did have COVID-heavy stories, but we have never not had Florida man stories.
Because they probably think they're immune.
Well, they may be. Florida man may be the key to all of this.
Maybe.
They're going to make a movie in like 6 years about the COVID in 2020 and the vaccine creation part. They're going to have a Florida man sitting in a lab getting tested and shit. Tom Hanks is going to be the lead character and shit. He's, you know, like Philadelphia when he had AIDS. You remember that? He's going to have, and he really does have the COVID, so he's the perfect person to play it. And then Nicolas Cage is going to be the scientist, and he's going to be developing the vaccine because, like, he's in National Treasures, mm-hmm. and he's going to be finding, like, the fucking keys to the puzzle and shit. It's going to be made by Disney because Disney is the proprietor of all these things that they're going to put in your face and shit, shout out to Creatures of the Night Episode 2. That has been the welcome back episode of Hashtag No Offense. I'm glad to be here. I hope you're glad to have us. We're back in full swing now, so we are going to have no more interruptions in our regularly scheduled programming.
Yep.
Find us on all the spots. Subscribe.
You know where to go.
You know where to go. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, all the apps, we're there. We have a YouTube page even. We're there. It automatically goes. I don't fucking do nothing with it, but it's there. Just hang with us, man. We're mm-hmm. here for you. We're locked down. You're locked down. Let's be locked down buddies.
Word.
Speaking of buddies, we're part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Look for us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Inner Circle PN and InnerCirclePN.com. All the people we always reference, all the people we always talk about, they're my main homies. Simmons and Moore, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Hood Down to the Plunge, Failing Hollywood, and we got all the other shit. Like, we've talked about Creatures of the Night. Mm-hmm. We talked about Slimmer Circle, Inner Circle Sports. We've been doing live streams on the Facebook, so if you follow us, you will see those when those go live. Winter Circle is still popping. Mikey's living in a van down by the river or something I saw on Facebook, but he's still putting out the winter circle. So shout out to Wi-Fi in Utah. Subscribe to the Inner Circle Presents on your favorite podcast platform as well. When you want to find us, we're HTNOS everywhere. I've made it as simple and dummy-proof as I can for you. 5 letters, HTNOS, HTNOS.com. Email us at HTNOS@yahoo.com. Follow us on all the socials at HTNOS. Call in. Leave us a voicemail. You ain't doing nothing. 813-773-5706.
Tell us a story.
Tell us a story. Ask us a question. Fuck mm-hmm. it, dude. Maybe we'll do a live call-in show again. I'll open up That'd the lines good. And we'll have people just call in and talk about quarantine problems. Yeah,
talk about your experience with this whole pandemic.
Quarantine life. What you've been doing. Quarantine mm-hmm. life, y'all.
Well, that's a new series on Netflix.
There you go, Plunge. Your fucking, what was it, A&E? What do they do? Pitch of the Month?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the fucking channel is.
I'm still waiting for Puzzle Wars.
Puzzle Wars. I forgot about that.
Better do it.
Do it.
Riley.
Do that shit. If you want to look for me, I'm The Real Wetzky everywhere.
I'm Duchess Wetzky on Twitter.
And we're the fucking Hashtag No Offense Show.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
Trailer Park Hot is a thing.